Full text of Measure H, Resolution Number 16-39, a resolution of formation of the City Council of the City of Mill Valley to establish City of Mill Valley Community Facilities District Number 2016-1, Municipal Services, to make environmental findings and determinations with respect thereto pursuant to the California Environmental Quality Act, to establish an appropriations limit, therefore, to authorize the levy of a special tax therein, and to submit the establishment of an appropriations limit and the levy of a special tax to the qualified electors thereof. Recitals. Whereas the City Council, the quote, City Council, end quote, of the City of Mill Valley, the quote, City, end quote, has previously adopted a resolution entitled, quote, a resolution of intention of the City Council of the City of Mill Valley to establish City of Mill Valley Community Facilities District Number 2016-1, Municipal Services, and to authorize the levy of a special tax within City of Mill Valley Community Facilities District Number 2016-1, Municipal Services, end quote. The, quote, resolution of intention to establish district, end quote, stating its intention to conduct proceedings to form City of Mill Valley Community Facilities District Number 2016-1, Municipal Services, the, quote, district, end quote, pursuant to the Mello-Roos Community Facilities Act of 1982, as amended, commencing with Section 53311 of the California Government Code, the, quote, act, end quote, to finance certain public facilities and services, the, quote, facilities and services, end quote, to serve the district, and whereas a copy of the resolution of intention to establish district setting forth a description of the proposed boundaries of the district, the facilities and services to be financed by the district, including incidental expenses, and the rate and method of apportionment of the special tax proposed to be levied within the district, the, quote, rate and method, end quote, is on file in the office of the city clerk of the city, the, quote, city clerk, end quote, and whereas the resolution of intention to establish district set August 1, 2016 as the date of a public hearing on the establishment of the district, the extent of the district, the furnishing of facilities and services to serve the district, and the proposed rate and method of apportionment of the special tax within the district, and whereas a notice of the public hearing was published in accordance with the act, and whereas prior to the date of the public hearing there was filed with the City Council a report containing a description of the facilities and services necessary to adequately meet the needs of the district and an estimate of the cost of financing such facilities and services as required by Section 53321.5 of the Act, the, quote, report, end quote, and whereas at the public hearing, all persons desiring to be heard on all matters pertaining to the establishment of the district, the extent of the district, the furnishing of facilities and services to serve the district, and the proposed rate and method of apportionment of the special tax were heard and a full and fair hearing was held, and whereas at the public hearing, evidence was presented to the City Council on the matters before it and the City Council at the conclusion of the hearing is fully advised as to all matters relating to the formation of the district and the levy of the special tax. And whereas written protests with respect to the establishment of the district, the extent of the district, and the furnishing of facilities and services to serve the district have not been filed with the City Clerk by 50% or more of the registered voters residing within the territory of the district or property owners of one half or more of the area of land within the district and not exempt from the levy of the special tax. And whereas the special tax proposed to be levied in the district to pay for the costs of the facilities and services has not been eliminated by protest by 50% or more of the registered voters residing within the territory of the district or property owners of one half or more of the area of land within the district and not exempt from the levy of the special tax. And whereas the city has determined that this project will not have any significant environmental impacts and is exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act, commencing with Section 21000 of the California Public Resources Code, and the California Environmental Quality Act guidelines, Article 5 of Chapter 3 of Division 6 of Title 14 of the California Code of Regulations, collectively, quote, CEQA, end quote, pursuant to Section 15273, Rates, Tolls, Fares, and Charges of the State CEQA Guidelines, and whereas the City Council desires to proceed with the establishment of the district. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Mill Valley, 1, recitals, the above recitals are all true and correct. 2, finding of validity, pursuant to Section 53325.1b of the Act, the City Council finds and determines that all of the proceedings prior hereto were valid and taken in conformity with the requirements of the law and specifically the provisions of the Act. 3. Name of district. The City Council hereby establishes and declares the formation of a community facilities district pursuant to the Act to be designated, quote, City of Mill Valley Community Facilities District Number 2016-1, Municipal Services, end quote. 4. Boundaries of district. The exterior boundaries of the district are shown on the map entitled, quote, Boundary Map of Proposed Community Facilities District Number 2016-1, Municipal Services, end quote. The, quote, map, end quote, and recorded in the Marin County Recorder's Office in Book 2016, page 62, of Maps of Assessment and Community Facilities Districts. The map is hereby approved and incorporated herein by reference. 5. Facilities and services. The type of facilities and services proposed to be provided to serve the district and to be financed under the Act shall consist of those facilities and services set forth on Exhibit, quote, A, end quote, and incorporated herein by reference. The City Council hereby finds that the proposed facilities and services are necessary to meet increased demands placed upon the city as a result of development occurring in the district. 6. CEQA. The City Council hereby finds and determines that this project is exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15273A of the State CEQA Guidelines because this project is the formation of a community facilities district as a funding mechanism for operating expenses incurred by the city for ongoing municipal service activities, including but not limited to road maintenance, fire suppression services, and vegetation removal. The project will allow for continued funding of existing services to the city. The City Council therefore directs city staff to prepare and file a notice of exemption with the county clerk within 5 days of the adoption of this resolution pursuant to Section 21080 of the California Public Resources Code and Section 15062 of the State CEQA Guidelines. 7. No majority protest. The City Council hereby finds that written protests against the establishment of the district, against the furnishing of a specified type of facility or services within the district, or against the levying of a specified special tax within the district, have not been filed by 50% or more of the registered voters residing within the territory of the district or property owners of one-half or more of the area of land within the district and not exempt from the levy of the special tax. Therefore, the City Council finds and declares that the special tax to be levied in the district has not been precluded by majority protest pursuant to Section 53324 of the Act. 8. Special tax A. Except where funds are otherwise available to pay for the facilities and services, a special tax, the, quote, special tax, end quote, is hereby authorized, subject to approval by 2/3 of the votes cast within the district, to be levied annually, commencing fiscal year 2017-2018, in accordance with the procedures of the Act within the boundaries of the district, sufficient to pay for the costs thereof, including incidental expenses. Incidental expenses are defined in Exhibit B to the resolution of intention as costs associated with formation of the district, determination of the amount of the special tax, collection of the special tax, payment of the special tax, costs incurred in order to carry out the authorized purposes of the district, and the costs of engineering, inspecting, coordinating, completing, planning, and designing the facilities and services, including the costs of environmental evaluations. The special tax will be secured by recordation of a continuing lien against all non-exempt real property in the district and will be collected in the same manner as ordinary ad valorem property taxes are collected, or in such other manner as may be provided by the City Council, including without limitation, direct billing of the affected property owner, and shall be subject to the same penalties, procedure, sale, and lien priority in case of delinquency as applicable for ad valorem property taxes. In the first year in which the special tax is levied, the levy shall include a sum sufficient to repay to the city all amounts, if any, transferred to the district pursuant to Section 53314 of the Act and interest thereon. The authority to levy the special tax will expire following fiscal year 2026-2027. B. The rate and method, which is the proposed rate and method of apportionment of the special tax among parcels of real property in the district in sufficient detail to allow each resident or landowner to estimate the maximum amount such resident or owner will have to pay, is shown in Exhibit quote B, end quote, attached hereto and incorporated herein by reference. The City Council hereby determines the rate and method set forth in Exhibit quote B, end quote, to be reasonable. 9. Notice of special tax lien. Upon recordation of a notice of special tax lien with respect to the district pursuant to Section 3114.5 of the California Streets and Highways Code, a continuing lien to secure each levy of the special tax shall attach to all non-exempt real property in the district, and this lien shall continue in force and effect until collection of the special tax by the City Council ceases. 10. Appropriations limit. An appropriations limit for the district is hereby established, subject to voter approval, as an amount equal to all the proceeds of the special tax collected annually within such district and as defined by Article 13B of the California Constitution, as adjusted for changes in the cost of living and changes in population. 11. Preparation of annual roll. The then current Director of Finance, 26 Corte Madera Avenue, Mill Valley, California, 94941, telephone number 415-388-4033, is designated to be responsible for preparing annually or authorizing a designee to prepare a current roll of special tax levy obligations by assessor's parcel number and for estimating future special tax levies pursuant to Section 53340.2 of the Act. 12. Report. The report is hereby approved, made a part of the record of the public hearing regarding the formation of the district, and ordered to be kept on file in the office of the city clerk and open for public inspection. 13. Special tax accountability measures. Pursuant to and in compliance with the provisions of Government Code Section 50075.1, the City Council hereby establishes the following accountability measures pertaining to the levy by the district of the special tax described in Section 8 above. A. Such special tax shall be levied for the specific purposes set forth in Section 8A hereof. B. The proceeds of the levy of such special tax shall be applied only to the specific purposes set forth in Section 8A hereof. C. The district shall establish an account or accounts into which the proceeds of such special tax shall be deposited. D. The city manager or his or her designee, acting for and on behalf of the district, shall annually file a report with the City Council as required pursuant to Government Code Section 50075.3. 14. Election. The proposition relating to the levy of the special tax, together with a proposition to establish an appropriations limit for the district, shall be submitted by the City Council to the qualified electors of the district, such electors being the registered voters within the district, with each voter having one vote. The City Council hereby directs that the ballot proposition relating to the levy of the special tax and the proposition relating to the establishment of the appropriations limit be combined into one ballot proposition. 15. Transmittal to election official. The City Council hereby authorizes and directs, within 3 business days following adoption of this resolution, that there be transmitted to the election official a certified copy of this resolution and a certified copy of the boundary map described in Section 4 hereof, and a sufficient description to allow the election official to determine the boundaries of the district. Passed and adopted this first day of August 2016 by the following vote. Ayes, McEntee, Moulton-Peters, Wickham, Sloan, McCauley. Noes none. Absent none. Abstain none. Signature John McCauley. John McCauley, Mayor. Attest. Signature Seth Allingham, Deputy City Clerk, Administrative Analyst.